感谢主，我们很快就来到最后一堂了啊。
Thank the Lord that very quickly we have come to the last session of our camp.
今天早晨在我讲最后一堂信息之前
，Before I commence on my last message，
我想用一点点时间啊回复不知道是哪一位啊，有三个小小的问题。
I want to answer three small questions.
为了不让弟兄姊妹失望，所以我把这三个题目给他回答了。
Not to disappoint brothers and sisters, I'll answer these three questions.
不过先声明啊，只接受这个问题，下面所有的问题都不接受。
I will only accept these three questions and none other.
如果在新加坡还有时间，欢迎弟兄姊妹们能够有个人的交通。
If in Singapore there's more time, I can have individual fellowship.
好，我请这个。David 弟兄念头一个问题。
The first question is, God's instruction for the children of Israel is that they are to be a treasured possession unto Him, and for Him a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. Is this the entrustment for us to?
这个问题很简单，是 yes。
Yes， 是。
不过呢，在旧约时代中间，对以色列百姓来讲。是一个影子啊。
But in the Old Testament, as far as the children of Israel are concerned, it's a shadow.
那么在新约时代中，对我们来讲是一个实际。
But in New Testament, it's a reality.
第二个问题。
Second question. Why did God's chosen instruments, chosen servants, Eli and Samuel, have wicked children?
因为这个问题呢，在我的信息里面没有讲啊。
Because I did not talk about this in my message.
我只提到了以利两个儿子不好，没有讲到撒母耳两个儿子不好。
I only mentioned about Eli's two children not being good. I did not mention about Samuel's children.
你们都知道我也有两个儿子。
You know that I have two children, two sons.
所以我从有两个孩子开始哈，我就心里面很受警惕。
And so when I have two children onwards, my heart is being cautioned within me.
我想这个可能哈。一方面是撒母耳实在是太忙了。
Probably Samuel was too busy.
那么的确好像没有太多能尽到他做父亲的一个责任啊。
And he could not then fulfill all his responsibilities as a father.
那么另外一面来讲的话呢
，On the other hand，
可能他的妻子也没有尽到责任。
Perhaps his wife did not do her part sufficiently.
我感谢主给我一个非常好的妻子。
I thank the Lord has given me a good wife.
所以我两个儿子呢，从小母亲照顾他们是非常的多的。
And so from young, my children were very heavily looked after by my wife.
所以主借着我的姊妹把这两个孩子照顾得算是蛮好的。
And through my wife, my two sons have been well looked after.
当然我也没有放弃我做父亲的责任。
But I did not neglect my responsibilities as a father.
所以我常常有时候跟别人讲。
And so often I tell people.
这个照顾儿女我也有几个秘诀。
I have a few secrets insofar as looking after children.
有一次有一个弟兄讲，他说在美国啊。
There's a brother who said in the US.
一个人要做生意有这个秘诀。
There is a secret in doing business.
就是 location, location, location.
And that is location, location, location.
所以有一天一个美国弟兄在我家问我说你带孩子什么秘诀
?So someone asked me, leading your children, what secret do you have?
我说我也有。
I said, I have.
我就是 prayer, prayer, prayer.
And that's prayer, prayer, prayer.
我是天天为我的孩子们祷告。
I pray for my children every day.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
主保守他们。
The Lord preserved them.
所以我想可能呢撒母耳啊一方面太忙碌
，and so perhaps Samuel was too busy。
那并且呢，他的妻子没有尽到责任
，and the wife did not fulfill her responsibilities。
所以圣经中没有提到他妻子的名字
，and so the wife did not mention the wife's name。
因为这两个孩子的话呢，神就不提了
，and so the Lord because of these two children, the Lord did not raise mention the name。
所以我们有孩子的父母啊
，and so those of us with children，
爱主是对的，服侍主是对的
，serving the Lord is correct。
但是呢，不能。忽略对儿女的一个照顾。
But you cannot neglect looking after your children.
我想这是撒母耳一生恐怕最大的遗憾。
Perhaps this was Samuel's greatest regret.
也可能是他心中最大的一个痛苦。
And also the most heart painful thing.
第三个问题。
The third question. Do the youths always have to submit to the elders in the assembly under all circumstances?
Yes.
Yes.
啊，这个我们要遵从主的话。
We have to be obedient to God's word.
相信主的话。
Believe in God's word.
啊，我感谢主啊！我想在新加坡，主实在是给弟兄姊妹有很多很好的年长的弟兄们。
I thank the Lord that the Lord has given the young people many older people in our midst.
年轻弟兄姊妹应当学习顺服。
Young people need to learn to submit.
啊，我们知道，在神的儿女当中。
Among God's people,
可能有些人他们的光景并不是太好啊。
Perhaps the conditions are not too good.
像我过去年轻的时候碰见的，有一些年长弟兄姊妹们，实在他们的表现不是很好。
In my past, I know that there are some old folks, older ones whose manner of living was not too good.
那请青少年的弟兄姊妹们记得。
So please remember, the youths.
人会错，神永远不会错。
Man can commit wrong, but never God.
就像撒母耳在伊利的手下一样。
Just like when Samuel was under the care of Eli.
因为圣经的教导我们是年幼的应当顺服年长的。
Because the Bible instructs us that the young must submit to the elder.
这是神的话。
This is God's word.
我们相信神向他自己的话语负责任。
We believe that God will be responsible to His own word.
无论怎样，我们听话就是蒙福。
Whatever the circumstance, if we were to be obedient, then we are blessed.
青年的弟兄姊妹们
so young brothers and sisters,
在教会里面一定要学会这个顺服的功课。
Then you have to learn the lesson of submission in the church.
对不起，因为我没有太多的时间讲一点我个人年轻的时候啊看见的情形和我个人在主面前的学习。
I apologize that I cannot have enough time to share about when I was a younger man and what I learned before the Lord.
我觉得青年弟兄姊妹能够顺服。实在是叫神的心很满足的。
If young people can learn to submit, then it would please God's heart.
今天地上教会有另外一个很大的难处。
Today in the church on earth, there is another great difficulty.
就是不服。
And that is unsubmissiveness.
各处我们都碰见。
Everywhere you will see the same thing.
青少年弟兄姊妹不服。
Young people do not submit.
弟兄姊妹之间也彼此也不顺服。
Brothers and sisters do not submit one to another.
这造成教会非常大的难处。
And there becomes a great difficulty in the church.
所以我们要鼓励青少年的弟兄姊妹们。
And so we want to encourage the young people.
你在主面前这个学习不是人看的，是主看的。
Your learning before the Lord is not for man to see, but for God to see.
主会因着你在神面前所学的这个顺服听神的话，神会赐福给你的。
The Lord will bless you because you have been submissive.
所以希望青年的弟兄姊妹们在教会中能学习顺服年长的人。
And so may the young people in the church learn how to submit to the elder.
好，我的问题就回答完了。
To the older ones. Yes, I finished.
我们要回到今天最后一堂信息里面。
I want to return to this morning's last message.
我们再请弟兄姊妹打开马太福音第二十五章。
Shall we turn to Matthew chapter 25?
马太福音二十五章。
Matthew 25,
第二十一节
，verse 21。
最后，我们大家一起来把它读一遍。
Shall we read it together?
中英文一起来。
Together, English and Chinese.
主人说：“好，你这又良善又忠心的仆人，你在不多的事上有忠心，我要把许多事派你管理，可以进来享受你主人的快乐。”
You are faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Enter into the joy of your master.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
这次把我们一同聚在这里。
That we are gathered together in such a manner.
那么主给我们洞平弟兄呢，他的负担呢，讲到24:45。
That our brother, the Lord gave our brother Pong the burden on chapter 24, verse 45.
有忠心有见识的管家。
And that is a faithful and wise slave.
那么我的负担呢，是讲到又良善又忠心的仆人。
My burden is about a good and faithful servant.
啊，其实呢，这两方面都应该说的。
But these two aspects to be spoken.
所以把这两个题目摆在一起就很完整。
And so these two topics put together, it becomes complete.
我们不仅要做良善忠心的仆人。
Not only do we become good and faithful servants.
我们也应当做忠心又有见识的管家。
We also become faithful and wise servants.
弟兄姊妹们，我想这是神在末后时代对着教会一个重要的一个呼召。
In the last days, this is an important calling for God's people.
所以我们要求主 保守我们。
May the Lord protect us.
叫我们一方面很忠心。
On the one hand to be faithful.
也很善良。
Also good.
另外一面呢，充满见识。
But and another, on the other hand, full of cleverness.
我已经讲过
啊。I've already said so.
主在我们和他所建立的三种关系上面。
In the three forms of relationships we have with God.
要求我们。要忠心。
The Lord requires faithfulness.
那么我们要忠于主的名。
We have to be faithful to His name.
我们要忠于主的自己。
We're faithful to Himself.
我们要忠于主的托付。
Faithful to His entrustment.
尤其在马太福音第二十四、二十五两章里面。
Especially in Matthew 24 and 25.
这里更重要的是重在神的托付上面。
More importantly, it's on God's entrustment.
因为神把他的家业托付在我们这些人身上。
Because God laid his possessions to our entrustment.
我们感谢神。
We thank the Lord.
神并没有为难我们。
The Lord did not make us difficult.
神所托付我们的并不是一些很大做不到的事情。
What the Lord entrusted us are not impossible things.
神的心意是非常的荣耀的。
The Lord's heart is glorious.
但是他按照我们个人的才干，也说按照我们个人的能力。那么托付一点在我们身上。
According to our individual abilities, he has entrusted us with a few things.
所以主说，我把不多的事托付给你。
The Lord says he has given us only a few things.
在有些地方，圣经讲是小事啊。
In other parts of the Bible, they say little things.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
我们这些人很小。
We are small and little.
老实讲，我们只能做小事。
We can only do small things.
我们做不了大的事情。
We cannot do big things.
所以我记得1978年主带领我到西雅图的时候。
In 1978, when I went to Seattle,
主给我里面很清楚的意念。
The Lord gave me a hard burden.
主说你要学习在小事上忠心。
You have to be faithful in small things.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
主知道我们所有一切的光景。
The Lord knows our circumstances.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters,
今生我们在地上。
Today whilst we are on earth,
我们每一个人都应当向着主所托付我们的不多的事有忠心。
We are to be faithful to the few things that God has entrusted us.
如果你在这些事情上忠心，
If you are faithful to these things,
将来在来世的时候，
Then in the future,
在国度降临的时候，
In the coming millennium,
神要重托给你。
Then the Lord will give you more things.
那个时候可能会做大事。
Then perhaps at the time you do big things.
神把这个当作奖赏。
The Lord takes this as a reward to you.
并且呢，我们可以享受主人的快乐。
Then you can enjoy the joy of the master.
所以今天如果主给我们一点小小的恩赐。
Today the Lord give us a small gifts.
愿我们能运用这一点点小小的恩赐，为着主的心意。
That we might use these small gifts for the Lord's heart's pleasure.
我们过去几天已经讲到。
The last few days we've already said.
在历史上面已经有一些人。他们符合于神的要求。
Then in the church history, there are a few people that have already satisfied God's requirements.
我们讲过摩西和他同一个时代的一些侍奉主的人。
Talked about Moses and his co-workers at his time.
他们不仅有山上的样式。
Not only do they have the pattern of the mount.
他们也有山下的忠心。
They have the faithfulness at the foot of the mount.
他们把山上的样式在山下实行出来。
The pattern on the mount, they were able to execute it at the foot of the mount.
那是一个很荣耀的时代。
This is a glorious age.
那么我们也讲到撒母耳。
We talked about Samuel.
在一个混乱的时代的里面。
In a confused state of affairs.
他向着神忠心。
He was faithful to God.
他扭转整个一个黑暗的时代。
He turned around the entire age of time of darkness.
因着他所带进的复兴。
Because of the revival he brought.
让以色列的国度能够被建立起来。
That the Israel's kingdom was established.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters,
今天早晨
This morning,
那么我们要回到新约里面。
We want to go back to the New Testament.
当然在新约里面我们一想到忠心的仆人，那么当然是保罗。
Paul is a good example of a faithful servant.
虽然许多的使徒们都是忠心的。
Although many of the disciples were faithful.
但是圣经好像用保罗作为这个侍奉人的一个榜样。
But the Bible, as it were, made Paul an example, as a model for serving.
所以今天早晨让我们一同来看一看有关保罗的事。
Let's see together Paul's life.
我们知道在整个人类的历史上面。
In man's history.
西乃山乃是神的一个大行动。
Mount Sinai was a great work of God.
那么神不仅把两三百万的以色列百姓从埃及带出来。
Not only did the Lord bring 2 to 3 million people out of Egypt.
并且在西乃山上。
In Mount Sinai.
神把他在创世以前心中所隐藏的那个旨意在西乃山上完全的启示出来。
God revealed his heart's intent that he had before the foundation of the world at Mount Sinai.
这个是神 所做的一个很大的一个作为。
And this is a great work of God.
所以西乃山是神整个工作历史上面的一个里程碑。
And so it's a great milestone as far as God's work is concerned, Mount Sinai.
从那个时候开始起，犹太人他们、以色列人他们有了会幕。
And so at that time, Israel had a tabernacle.
他们有会幕中的许多的器具、祭坛呢，这些什么陈设饼的桌子、金金灯台、洗桌盆这些。
And they have all the items of the tabernacle, the altar, the showbread, the lampstand, etc., etc.
也有约柜。
And there was the ark.
并且约柜中还有两块法板写的十条诫命。
And there were the two tablets in the ark. They had the Ten Commandments on it.
那么神把他的心意借着这个呢，托付给了以色列百姓。
And the Lord, through His heart's intent, was through these means.
那是一个很完整的启示。
And it's a complete revelation.
但是弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters,
这个只不过是一个影像。
It's about a shadow.
这个还不是一个实际。
It's not reality.
等到从西乃山以后。经过大概2500年以后
2500 years after Mount Sinai,
神在地上有另外一个更大的行动。
The Lord had an even greater work on earth.
那么这个行动呢
And this work,
不是在山上
It's not on the mountain.
很奇妙
Amazingly,
这个行动乃是在罗马的监牢里。
This work was in a Roman prison.
因为神得着了保罗。
Because God obtained Paul.
那么神把保罗把他监禁在这个罗马的监牢里。
God put Paul in a prison.
因为保罗自己讲，他说我是耶稣基督，为耶稣基督被囚的。
Because Paul himself said, I'm a prisoner of the Lord Jesus Christ.
他知道不是罗马人把他关在里面。
Not Romans that put him there.
是主把他关在监牢里面。
It's the Lord that put him there.
因为那个时候我们晓得保罗出来说侍奉主的热忱很大。
Because we know that Paul, when he first started serving, he was zealous, very zealous.
在那个地中海的沿岸哈
，In the Mediterranean,
一直在奔跑。
He was running.
一个城市一个城市的跑
From one city to another city,
一个国家一个国家的跑
One country to another country.
他那个福音的热忱非常的大
His zeal for the gospel was amazingly great.
那么他为主做了很多事情
He did many things for the Lord.
那么到了一个时候
Up to a point,
好像神说可以了
The Lord said as if
神想要把他心中的更大的一个秘密启示出来
It's as if God wants him to revealeal a further extent of the secret.
但是保罗这么一直跑啊，神没把他讲话
ButIf Paul were to continue to be on the move, then God cannot speak to him.
所以神用了一个好像是不得已的方法一样。
Yes, if God used a method that was, used a method.
那么就把保罗呢锁在罗马的监牢里面。
And this method, God put him into a prison.
因为主知道
，Because God knows,
要保罗要停下来不大容易。
It's difficult for Paul to stop.
啊，那如果把他带到一个风景很好的地方，保罗也住不下。
If he brought him to a place of good scenery, Paul probably couldn't stay longer.
那么只好用锁链把他锁在罗马的监牢里面。
And so use chains and sealed him up at the prison.
啊，那个罗马的监牢呢，就变成保罗的退休的地方。
The Roman prison became Paul's retirement place.
虽然那个环境很苦。
Although the environment was suffering,
但是神可以对他说话。
But the Lord could speak to him.
所以神就把他心中的奥秘就在这个监牢里面向着保罗做了一个完全的启示。
So God's mystery was completely revealed, as it were, to Paul.
神的仆人是受苦了。
God's servant was suffering.
但是带下来的结果是非常的荣耀。
But the result of which is glorious.
弟兄姊妹们，就在罗马的监牢里面。
And so in the Roman prison,
神把他的奥秘，那么整个启示出来。
So God revealed his entire mystery.To him.
我们看见神的工作很有耐心。
We know that God's work is very patient.
啊，神一直等了2500多年以后啊。
God waited for 2500 years.
因为神现在找着了一个可以交通的对象。
Because God could find a companion in which he could speak to.
啊，神看见保罗是可以作为他交通的对象。
And Paul was one who could be his companion, his conversational partner.
所以就在这个很非常不好的一个环境的里面。
And so in this very, terrible place.
保罗写了四封重要的书信。
Paul wrote four important epistles.
那么其中特别哥罗西跟以弗所，这是非常的重要。
Especially Colossians and Ephesians, extremely important.
保罗自己告诉我们，神把历史以来所隐藏的奥秘开启到他里面。
And so Paul himself said that God revealed to him the mystery that was hidden through the ages.
那么这个奥秘是什么呢
？What is this mystery?
在哥罗西书第二章。里面告诉我们，这个奥秘就是基督。
And this mystery in Colossians chapter 2 is Christ himself.
我们晓得在旧约的时代中啊
，You know that in the Old Testament,
众先知们都知道
，All the prophets know,
神要得着一个人，得着弥赛亚。
The Lord wants a Messiah.
但是他们对弥赛亚的观念呢
But the Jewish Israel's concept of Messiah
是在他们身外神所赐给他们的一个人。
It's someone that God were to bring into their midst.
啊，那么是他有大有能力要来复兴以色列国。
And he with great power were to revive the kingdom of Israel.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters,
到了保罗得的启示的时候
When Paul read Revelation,
他对弥赛亚的认识弟兄姊妹们跟犹太人过去的认识完全不一样
The understanding he had of the Messiah was completely different from that of Israel
他看见神的奥秘就是基督
He found that the mystery of God was Christ himself
那么他看见神的儿子主耶稣是基督的头
That God's son, the Lord Jesus Christ is the head
那么教会呢是基督的身体
That the church is the body of the head, the Christ.
这个不是一件外面的事情。
This is not an external matter.
是和我们每一个人里面都发生关系的。
It has a thing to do with all of us.
这个实在是一个重大的启示。
This is a great revelation.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters,
我们知道主耶稣到地上来完成救恩。
We know the Lord just came onto the earth to fulfill salvation.
如果这个救恩我们认识是完全的。
If we know the salvation to be complete.
一个全备的救恩。
It's a complete salvation.
那就是不是光讲一点点呢、啊那蒙主怎样把我们从仇敌手中拯救回来？那么洁净我们，赐给我们永生，我们将来可以上天堂而已。
It is not just that God has redeemed us from the clutches of the evil one and then cleansed us, and then we can go to heaven.
这个是重要的。
This is important.
但是呢，这个不是完整的救恩。
This is important, but not a complete salvation.
一个全备的救恩呢，它有救恩更高的目的。
Complete salvation has got a higher goal than mere salvation alone.
我觉得今天在地上。
Today on earth,
在神的百姓中间
amongst God's people,
所传递的福音是不完全的
The gospel we preach is incomplete
好像只传递了一半的真理
It's as if only half the truth
因为关于救恩更高的目的他们不提了
About the higher goals of salvation they will not mention
神是要我们这些蒙恩得救的人在他的手中被他归正
That the Lord wants to justify all of us
然后把我们这些人呢，那么在基督里面呢，把他这个合而为一。
And that we all in Christ will be made one in Christ.
要叫我们成为基督的身体。
That we might become His body.
弟兄姊妹们，这是神一个很重要的一个启示。
This is a very important revelation.
这个在罗马的监牢里面。
This in the Roman prison.
神就借着保罗呢，把他整个完全启示出来。
That through Paul, God revealed this entire truth.
所以弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters,
今天我们在侍奉上面
Today, as far as service is concerned,
我们必须注意这个为全备的救恩。
We need to take note of this complete salvation.
啊，这个是我们今天在主面前应当有的一个服事。
This is a service that we ought to have.
有些人呢误会我们
Some people misunderstand us
他们总以为说呢我们这些人呢只注重这个神的永远旨意啊只注重这些教会是基督的身体这些、啊、
Some people always think that we are only emphasized about the kingdom of heaven and as far as the eternal purpose of God is concerned
不我们不轻看那些救恩的一般目的
We do not undermine the salvation
你们原谅我讲一点我们在西雅图的服事
Pardon me for elaborating on my services in Seattle.
啊，其实呢，我们在那里每一个月至少有四次的福音聚会啊。
Every month we have at least four gospels.
已经很多年了，每个月都有四次福音聚会。
For many years we have four gospels.
我们也有所谓的初信的召集。
We have beginners classes.
我们也注重弟兄姊妹们的家庭生活。
We also are concerned with the lives of
men. 我们也注重一些基本经历上面的追求。
We also emphasize on application of Christian living.
这些都是很重要的。
These are all important.
弟兄姊妹，我们不是光是注意所谓的基督的身体那个好像神更高的目的而已。
It's not just we only emphasize Christ's body and the higher purposes.
而我们是感觉今天呢，很多神的儿女们呢，只注重在好像救恩的一般目的上面。
But instead, we think that most Christians just emphasize on the elementary foundations of salvation. 关于神
更高的心意，好像这些他们没有兴趣。
It's as if people are not too interested on the God's higher purposes.
所以以至于呢，弟兄姊妹，我常常感觉好像我们的主也觉得很孤单呢。
It's as if I feel that the Lord is quite lonely.
因为没有多少人呢，好像对神的那个完整的心意有注意。
It says not many people take notice of God's complete purposes.
但是我们晓得以弗所和哥西这两卷书是多么的重要。
But we know that Ephesians and Colossians are so important.
所以在保罗所写的十三封书信里面
So in Paul's 13 epistles,
弟兄姊妹，只有这两卷书是写给忠心的人。
These two epistles are written to faithful men.
你看哥罗西腓立比书第一章第一节。
You see Philippians chapter 1 verse 1.
以弗所书。
Ephesians chapter 1 verse 1.
那么他写给那些在基督耶稣里有忠心的人。
It's written to those who are faithful in Christ Jesus.
哥罗西书也是一样，第一章第二节告诉我们。
In Colossians chapter 1 verse 2.
写给那些在基督里有忠心的弟兄。
It's to the saints and faithful brethren in Christ.
弟兄姊妹，这是保罗十三封书信里面唯有的两封书信提到是给那些有忠心的人。
Amongst Paul's 13 epistles, these two are written to faithful men.
那这说明什么呢？神要把他的旨意托付给教会中间那些有忠心的人。
God wants to entrust his purposes to the faithful in the church.
所以今天如果我们向着主不够忠心的话呢？
Today if we are insufficiently faithful,
我们不配得承受这个托付。
Then we are undeserving to be entrusted this.
因为保罗知道，神也知道。
God also knows,
像这些重要的神的心意的事情只能托付给忠心的人。
All these important things of God's heart can only be entrusted to faithful men.
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
愿我们都能成为忠心的人。
But we may be faithful men.
在西奈山以后，
After Mount Sinai,
神忍耐了有2500多年。
God was patiently waiting for 2500 years.
那么终于在罗马的监牢里面
Finally,
神把他的心意完全启示。
In a Roman prison, God revealed all his heart's intent.
感谢神。
Thank the Lord.
神在地上找着了一个又良善又忠心的仆人。
God found in the earth a good and faithful servant.
也是一个忠心有见识的仆人。
And also a faithful and wise servant.
好，我们看一看神怎么样使保罗成为一个忠心的仆人。
Let's see how God enabled Paul to be faithful.
在使徒行传第九章那里
In Acts of the Apostles chapter 9.
或许我想我们读一点这个圣经好了。
Shall we read the scripture?
那么我们先看一下使徒行传。
Acts of the Apostles.
使徒行传第九章。
Chapter 9.
第十五节。
Verse 15.
我找到，请大家和我一起读好了。
Shall we all read together?
主对亚拿尼亚说：“
him,
你只管去，他是我所拣选的器皿，要在外邦人和君王并以色列人面前宣扬我的名。”好，然后我们再看一下，《使徒行传》第二十六章好了。
Acts chapter 26.
使徒行传第二十六章
Acts 26
第十九节
Verse 19
一起来亚基帕王啊我故此没有违背那从天上来的意象、我们再看提摩太前书
First Timothy
提摩太前书一章
First Timothy chapter 1
提前一章
First Timothy chapter 1,
第十二节
verse 12.
我感谢呢，给我力量的，我们主基督耶稣，因他以我有忠心，派我服侍他。
Service.
哥林多前书第四章
First Corinthians chapter 4.
林前第四章
First Corinthians chapter 4.
第一节和第二节
verse 1 and 2.
人应当以我们为基督的执事，为神奥秘事的管家，所求于管家的，是要他有忠心。
Moreover, it is received, required of stewards that one be found trustworthy.
我们最后看，提摩太后书第四章。
Finally, 2 Timothy chapter
4. 提摩太后书第四章。
2 Timothy chapter 4.
第七节和第八节
Seven and eight.
那美好的仗
I have fought the good fight.
我已经打过了
I have finished the course.
已经跑尽了
I have not
所信的道 我已经守住了
In the future, there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day. And not only to me, but also to all who have loved his appearing.
我们看见保罗呢是神所拣选的一个器皿。
We know that Paul was a chosen vessel.
那么我们知道这是就是说神啊已经看中了这个保罗。
Because God looked highly upon Paul.
所以主对亚拿尼亚说。
And so God told Ananias.
他是我所拣选的器皿。
He is my chosen vessel.
那我们读保罗的历史的时候呢
When we read Paul's history,
我们看见在保罗的生命中头一次所受到最大的影响就是斯提凡。
We know that the first and most and biggest event in Paul's life was Stephen.
那个时候保罗还没有信主。
At that time, Paul had not believed in the Lord yet.
他非常反对这些信主的。
He was opposed to these Christians.
但是很奇妙，斯提凡呢他的寻道呢给保罗一个深远的影响。
But Stephen's martyr greatly affected Paul.
我们都知道路加记载斯提凡的故事的时候。
When Luke recorded the story of Stephen.
那么他完全是从保罗那里听来的。
He heard it totally from Paul.
我们会看见保罗对斯提凡的这个整个的寻道呢他是非常注意的。
Paul was very observant as far as the martyr of Stephen was concerned.
甚至斯提凡讲了那一长篇的道他都牢牢地记住。
He even remembered the long message that Stephen preached.
那就是《使徒行传》第七章。
And that is Acts chapter 7.
那么后来他看见斯提凡寻道的那个光景。
When he saw the conditions under which Stephen was martyred.
弟兄姊妹们，这个在使徒保罗里面所产生的一个是非常深远的一个影响。
It greatly impressed upon Paul.
也可以说是一个终身的影响。
It was a life-changing impression.
弟兄姊妹们，我们都知道斯提凡是一个忠心侍奉主的人。
We know that Stephen was a faithful one who served the Lord.
在新约时代都是头一个为主殉道的。
He was the first to be martyred in the New Testament.
啊，那么年轻的保罗
，And so the young Paul
就看见了斯提凡的情况。
He saw this condition of Stephen.
啊，那么以后呢
？After which
是主自己亲自向保罗显现。
It was God who revealed himself to Paul.
这个就是在大马色路上所有的异象。
And that was the vision at the road of Damascus.
在那一个时刻
At that point,
神关闭了保罗地上的眼睛。
God closed Paul's eyes.
然后开启了他里面的眼睛。
And began to open up his inner eyes.
我们知道大马色路上的异象
This vision at the road to Damascus
控制了保罗的一生
control Paul's life after
也转变了他一生的方向和目标
and completely turned his direction
弟兄姊妹们
Francis,
本来他在犹太教里面是一个非常有热心的人
originally he was very zealous in Judaism
我们读这个加拉太书
when we read Galatians
我们读腓立比书
Philippians
我们都知道一点他过去的背景
we know his circumstances in the past
我们看见他是一个彻头彻尾的一个犹太人
He was a true bred
是犹太教人
a Jewish man
是一个法利赛人
He was a Pharisee
是一个非常不容易改变的一个人
He was one who was very difficult to change
但是神用大光照住他
But when the Lord shone a great light upon him
把他做了一个完全的改变
did a complete turnaround in his life
所以从此之后保罗整个的方向不一样
And so Paul's direction after which completely changed
他的目标也不一样
His goals were completely changed
他开始明白神的心意
He began to understand God's heart
弟兄姊妹们他曾经有三年的时间在阿拉伯的旷野
Three years he spent in the deserts of Arabia
那么他在那里接受圣灵在里面所有的光照
He received the light from the Holy Spirit
从旧约的圣经里面完全看见耶稣就是基督
From the Old Testament he completely saw the Lord Jesus is Christ
我们都知道保罗的经历在新约圣经里面是一个很标准的经历。
We know that Paul's experience is a model experience.
所以因此呢，在圣经的里面呢
，So in the Bible，
只有保罗能这样说。
Only Paul can say，
你们要效法我
，imitate me，
像我效法基督
，as I imitate Christ。
我们晓得这是在新约圣经里面
In the New Testament，
在主之后。唯一个能做仆人榜样的
After Christ is the only person that could be a model after Christ
我们感谢主
Thank the Lord
主耶稣是个大榜样
The Lord Jesus is a big example model
保罗是个小榜样
Paul is a small example.
因为对我们很多人来讲，说那个大榜样不容易学啊。
We all know that this big example is hard to follow.
哎，主给我们个小榜样，我们就很容易学。
The Lord gave us a smaller example so that we can follow.
那么保罗实在把主表现得非常的完美。
Indeed, Paul was able to express forth the Lord Jesus.
我们看见他会怎么样会成为一个忠心侍奉主的人呢？
How did he become a faithful servant of the Lord?
能成为侍奉主的人的一个榜样呢？
How did he become an example to all?
他不仅有那个从神来的启示，
Not only did he have the revelation from God,
完全明白神的心意，
completely understanding God's heart.
那么我们晓得保罗也是一个背起十字架跟从主的人。
He was one that took up his cross and followed after the Lord Jesus.
啊，那我们晓得在新约圣经里面，
We know in the New Testament,
主耶稣钉十字架，
When the Lord Jesus crucified the cross,
是保罗解释十字架的意义。
It's Paul that explained the meaning of the cross.
没有任何一个其他的使徒能解释十字架的意义，像保罗解释的这么的完整，这么的透彻。
No other disciple could explain the meaning of the cross like Paul so completely.
是他告诉我们十字架怎样对付人的罪。
How he explained to us how the cross dealt with man's sin.
啊，我们的旧人与基督同钉十字架。
Our old man was crucified with Christ on the cross.
弟兄姊妹，那个罪性的问题，是保罗告诉我们，只有借着十字架能够对付的。
This matter of sin, only the cross can be dealt with it.
保罗怎样对告诉我们，借着十字架对付死的权势。
That through the cross, death has been overcome.
那么保罗也告诉我们，如何借着十字架对付律法的问题。
And how the cross dealt with the matter of the law.
如何借着十字架对付我们肉体的问题。
How the cross dealt with the matter of the flesh.
如何借着十字架对付仇敌。
And how the cross dealt with the Satan.
是保罗把十字架的意义运用到我们所有属灵的生活和经历里面。
And so the cross has become something that can be applied to all our lives.
如果没有保罗解释十字架的意义，
If Paul had not explained the cross,
弟兄姊妹们，
sisters,
我们今天不会运用十字架。
Then we would not know how to apply the cross.
我们可能顶多知道的主耶稣为我们在十字架上流血舍命。
All we know would be that how Christ died on the cross for us.
我们不会感觉到十字架在我们这个人的经历里面还有很重要的地位。
That in our experiences, the cross has got a very important place.
保罗是一个头一个认识十字架意义的人。
Paul is the first to understand the meaning of the cross.
弟兄姊妹，感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
他不仅解释十字架的意义。
Not only did he explain the meaning of the cross.
并且他实在是一个背起十字架跟从主的人。
He was one that carried the cross and followed Jesus.
他说我的身上带着耶稣的印记。
In my body bears the marks of the Lord Jesus.
他说基督死的审判在我的身上。
The sentence of the death of Christ is on me.
所以他是一个懂得怎样运用基督十字架的死来对付一切所有环境的一个人。
He knew how to apply the death of the cross in his life to all the matters of his living.
我们看见在哥林多的教会里面，
We know that the church of Corinth
有这么多的难处，
There are many difficulties.
保罗就怎运用基督的十字架在这许多的难处上。
And so he used the cross of the Lord Jesus on all these matters.
比方说我们举个例子来讲。
Take an example.
那么他对付人的天然智慧。
And to deal with man's natural wisdom.
用什么方法呢？
How to, what method?
用十字架。
Is to use the cross.
那今天呢，我们看见这个地上有很多侍奉主的人呢。
Today we know that today there are many servants of the Lord.
他们对付别人的这个智慧是怎么对付的？
How do they deal with man's wisdom?
是我的书读的比你更多。
Is that my books I read more books?
啊，我有更多哲学的思想。
I know more philosophy.
啊，我比用更大的学问来对付你这个小学问。
I use greater knowledge to counter lesser knowledge.
弟兄姊妹，这个是行不通的。
This cannot work.
保罗不是用这个来对付的。
The Lord, Paul did not use this to.
保罗这个乃是用什么？用十字架来对付。
He used the cross.
所以他在哥林多的教会里面，他这样说。
And so to the church in Corinth, he said.
他说：“我定义在你们中间不知道别的。
I am determined not to know any other thing.
我只知道耶稣基督并他钉十字架。
I only know Christ and Him crucified.
啊，他曾经说我在你们中间是又战惊又恐惧。
He once said that I was in trembling in your midst.
为什么在他们中间又战惊又恐惧呢？
Why was he in trembling in the midst of the people?
啊，有的人领会说呢，哥林多人是很凶的。
Some people thought that the people in Corinth was fierce.
哥林多人对保罗不太好啊。
That the people in Corinth did not treat Paul too well.
啊，哥林多人不喜欢保罗。
That they did not like Paul.
他说他气貌不扬。
He said that he was not strong built in stature.
那个意思哈，就是保罗长得不大好看。
And said Paul is not too handsome.
啊，你知道今天有很多人对这个传道人长得好看不好看也很注意。
Some people notice whether the preacher is handsome or otherwise.
哈，哥林多人呢，好像出来都是很斯文的，他们都穿得很好的。
The people
一看保罗出来，哎，这么粗糙的。
The people in Corinth seemed rather refined. I mean, they saw Paul as a rough looking fellow.
不仅他其貌不扬，并且说他言语粗俗。
And he was ineloquent.
哎呀，他的讲道呢，不像别人一样，很多的修辞讲起来，听起来，非常有学问的。
And his messages were not like people who were refined and full of knowledge.
他的话很直接。
His words were very direct.
没有什么智慧委婉的言语。
No words of high sounding wisdom.
弟兄姊妹们，保罗在哥林多的时候，他说我又战惊又恐惧。
He said when he was in Corinth that he was in trembling and fear.
为什么又战惊又恐惧？
Why trembling and fear?
我的领会是啊。
My understanding is.
因为保罗是一个很有学问的人。
Because he was full of knowledge.
那么哥林多当时是受到希腊文化的影响。
The Corinth people were influenced by Greek culture.
他们非常的推崇一些哲学家的。
They were looking towards certain philosophers.
其实保罗呢，对什么这个柏拉图啊，什么亚里士多的，保罗也很熟悉的。
Paul was probably very familiar with Plato and Aristotle.
保罗到那里说：“你们懂吗？我比你们懂得更多。”
Paul said, "You think you? Paul said, I know more than you."
弟兄姊妹们，保罗没有用这个方法。
Paul did not say all these things.
保罗心里有个惧怕。
Paul was in fear and trembling.
因为你知道，如果你是一个有学问的人呢。
Because if you know that you are knowledgeable,
你要到那有学问人中间的话呢。
If you go to a group of people with knowledge.
你多少你都想表现一下，对不对啊
？You would probably want to exhibit what you know, right?
你懂这个吗？我懂那个。
You know this, I know that.
啊。有个弟兄就讲说，你考第一名嘛，我也考第一名。
A brother said you are number one, I also want to be number one.
他说你 lucky, 你没有跟我同班。
So you're lucky, you're not the same class as me.
如果跟我同班的话呢，就是我第一，你第二。
If I'm the same class as you, you will be number two and I'm number one.
大家都是用这个方式来比的。
Everyone uses these methods.
你知道保罗是个有学问的人。
Paul was highly educated.
因为你一个有学问的人，到了这个讲学问的地方，他有个试探引诱在里面。
He was highly educated and came to this place that was an educated place. He was instead fear and trembling.
说我又战惊又恐惧，他不是怕别人的，怕自己啊。
He was not afraid of others. He was afraid of himself.
他很怕到了这个环境里面，他的肉体出来了。
He was afraid that his flesh would come forth.
他要用学问来讲。
That he was afraid that he would use his education.
我们晓得在使徒行传里面呢。
We know in Acts of the Apostles.
保罗唯一的讲了一次很有哲学的道，就是在雅典讲的。
It was only one step in Athens.Paul spoke a very highly educated message.
那一篇道是最有哲学意味。
It was full of philosophy.
你看保罗是很有学问的人。
He was full of Paul's educated man.
但是到了这些人中间的时候呢
？But in the midst of Corinth,
保罗持守十字架的原则。
He kept hold to the principle of the cross.
绝不要动他自己天然的智慧。
He would not touch his natural wisdom.
绝不要用他自己的肉体。
He would not use his own flesh.
他说我在你们中间不知道别的，只知道耶稣基督并他钉十字架。
He said I know nothing else except Christ and Him crucified.
他说我在你们中间的时候传的道不是用智慧委婉的言语。
The messages that I preach before you are not words of man's wisdom.
乃是凭着圣灵和大能的名证。
But according to the mighty power of the Holy Spirit.
他说免得叫你们的信心呢落了空了，对吧
？That your faith will be in vain.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters,
保罗是一个懂得怎样运用十字架在身上的人。
He knew how to use the cross.
所以保罗在加拉太书就讲到了。
And so Paul in Galatians said,
他说十字架有讨厌的地方。
That there are in the matter of the cross, areas in which of offense.
啊，为什么有讨厌的地方呢
？Why are there areas of offense?
叫他的肉体不方便。
Because his flesh would then be inconvenient.
保罗想，我也想讲一点点这个学问，但是不能讲啊。
Paul wanted to talk about his understanding of knowledge, but he couldn't say so.
保罗想，我有才干，我可以用点才干，但是不能用。
He had talent. He wanted to use those talents, but could not use them.
十字架在这里。
Because here's the cross.
天然的生命必须与主同定。
That the natural man ought to be crucified.
弟兄姊妹，他必须守住一个原则是，我已经与基督同钉十字架，现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督。
His principle should have been, I've been crucified with Christ. Now it's no longer I that live.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，My sisters,
保罗是一个懂得怎样运用基督的死的全能的一个人。
He knows how to use the death of the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ.
感谢主。因为基督的死在他身上发动
，because the death of Christ works in him，
所以呢，基督的生，丰富的复活生命就从保罗身上显明出来。
And so then the resurrection life of Christ can come forth from Paul。
所以弟兄姊妹们
，my sisters，
十字架最大的秘诀就是死与生呢。
The secret of the cross, the greatest one of which is from death to resurrection。
如果一个基督徒不懂得向自己死
，if a Christian does not know how to die to himself，
很难这个表现那个复活的生命。
Very difficult would he express for resurrection life.
所以我们看见保罗 他实在是一个认识十字架的人。
So Paul indeed understood and knew the cross.
他也严格的过十字架的生活。
He seriously followed the life of the cross.
感谢主。
My sisters,
他是主耶稣基督的同伴。
He is a companion of the Lord Jesus.
他是一个忠心跟随主的人。
He is one who faithfully followed after him.
他不仅这个有十字架的一个学习。
Not only did he have the learning of the cross.
并且我们看见保罗是跟随圣灵跟随非常紧的一个人。
He followed closely the leading of the Holy Spirit.
啊，在头一个世纪。
In the first century.
我们知道。保罗关于圣灵的讲论也是非常的丰富的。
Paul was abundant in his understanding of the Holy Spirit.
你读罗马书第八章，
If you read Romans chapter 8,
你看见他对圣灵的这个经历认识是多么的丰富。
How he understood the experiences of the Holy Spirit.
你看哥林多前书十二章，
You read First Corinthians chapter 12.
那么他告诉我们圣灵有多种的恩赐。
The Holy Spirit has many gifts.
我们怎样应该运用圣灵所给的恩赐。
How we ought to use the gifts that the Holy Spirit has given us.
是他教导我们。
It's him who taught us.
我们应当思想圣灵。
We ought to mind the things of the Spirit.
啊，是他告诉我们。
It's him who told us.
要靠着圣灵制止身体的恶行。
That we through the Spirit must self-deny the desires of the flesh.
是他告诉我们要顺从圣灵的引导。
That we must submit to the leading of the Holy Spirit.
凡被神的灵引导的都是神的儿子。
Those who are led by the Spirit are sons of God.
你如果能顺服圣灵的引导，
If you are willing to submit to the Holy Spirit,
是一个成熟的生命。
Then it's a mature life.
弟兄姊妹们，
Francis,
我知道保罗不仅这样讲。
Paul not only said this,
他自己也顺从圣灵。
Paul himself followed the Holy Spirit.
我们都知道今天呢，地上的工作，神教会的工作呢，这个有很大的需要在。
We know that there is a great need as far as the work of God is concerned.
啊，我们的弟兄也告诉了我们，今天呢，地上各到各处都有很多需要。
We know that our brother also said that in many places in the world there is great need.
我在各处走动的时候，我也有这个感觉。
When I traveled around, I felt this great need.
到处都是断环残壁，就好像都是废墟一样。
Many places are as if they are lame.
你看看到处的教会的光景。
You look at many conditions of the church.
需要是大，有的时候大到一个地步啊，我们都害怕。
The need is so great that until we are frightened by the need.
我们感觉今天一个侍奉主任，你有24小时不够，有48小时你也不够你服侍的。
Not only do we need 24 hours, even 48 hours may not be sufficient.
弟兄姊妹们，
sisters,
怎么办？
What do we do?
啊，其实呢，我们也不需要把天下都当成自己的责任啊。
We do not need to take the whole world to be our responsibility.
弟兄姊妹们，顺服圣灵。
Submit to the Holy Spirit.
圣灵怎样带领，我们就怎样走。
How the Holy Spirit leads us,
we will go. 所以你看见在《使徒行传》第16章里面。
And so in Acts chapter 16,
保罗给我们一个很好的例子。
Paul gave us an example.
按照他的自己的意思，他想往北边去，说圣灵禁止，对吧？
And according to the Holy Spirit, his only own thinking, he wanted to go towards the west.
他想往南边去，耶稣的灵不许。
He wanted to go south, and the Holy Spirit did not allow.
所以弟兄姊妹们，这个给我们看见一件事情，就是今天整个主的工作人就是握在圣灵的手中的。
And so we know that all of the work of the Christian is under the hands of the Holy Spirit.
我们作为侍奉主的人要听命。
We have to obey instruction.
啊，我想我所讲的跟我们弟兄所讲的没有矛盾的啊。
I have no contradiction to that, my brother.
弟兄姊妹们，我们要顺服圣灵的带领。
We must follow the leading of the Holy Spirit.
也不是说有功就可以做的。
It's not that there is work that we automatically do. We must see whether this is what the Lord wants to do.
我们越多的紧紧的跟随圣灵。
If we follow the work of the Holy Spirit,
神的灵知道神的工作应该怎样往前去。
The Holy Spirit knows how His work were to proceed.
所以弟兄姊妹们，神差遣圣灵住在我们的里面。
The Lord sends forth the Holy Spirit to lead us.
为了引导我们。
So as to lead us.
所以呢，每一个弟兄姊妹如果顺服圣灵的话呢，
Every one of us who submit to the Holy Spirit.
弟兄姊妹，主的工作中间就有很多人可以被神来用。
And that many people will be used by the Lord.
我们的难处是什么呢？
What is our difficulty?
就是我们顺服很困难。
It's difficult for us to submit.
啊，我常常感觉说，你不要说什么出去到哪里，去做工啊。
Don't talk so much about going where and where.
有的时候在我们所住的地方，主感动我们了，叫我们去照顾一个弟兄姊妹，就都很困难。
In the very place that we are, the Lord asks us to go and look after this brother, and we can't even do it.
有的时候下了班回来了，忙得不得了，对不对？
After work, we are so busy.
主说，你看那个弟兄，那个姊妹有需要，去看看他吧。
You say this brother, sister, when you go look, go and visit him.
哎呀，我们就开始推三阻四的了。
And then all the excuses start coming up.
我又不是传道人，对不对？
You say I'm not a preacher.
这个我也不是长老执事。
I'm not an elder or deacon.
对不对啊？
Isn't it so?
忙得要命，我都累得不得了了。
I'm so tired of the work.
哎呀，我自己需要休息了。
I need to rest.
那么，主啊，你照顾他吧。
Lord, you go look after him, okay?
你看看，我们顺服圣灵很困难的。
You know, obeying the Holy Spirit is very difficult.
我想讲的更小一点。
Even smaller things.
就是在聚会里面呢。
In the meeting.
主啊，感动我们祷告都很难的。
The Lord wants us to pray, it's so difficult.
有的基督徒已经被主感动了，不知道几百次都还没开口。
Some people have been touched by the Lord for hundreds of times and they open their mouth.
每一次那个心的蹦蹦跳，蹦蹦跳，蹦蹦跳，他就是不开口啊。
Their hearts are booming up and down and they wouldn't open their mouth.
所以你看，我们人顺服圣灵很困难。
It's very difficult for us to submit to the Holy Spirit.
弟兄们要学习顺服圣灵。
You need to learn to submit.
你一个人如果能顺服圣灵，证明了你的生命是长进的。
If you're willing to submit to the Holy Spirit, then you're mature.
保罗教导我们要顺服圣灵。
Paul instructs us to submit to the Holy Spirit.
保罗也告诉我们
，Paul tells us，
圣灵在我们里面会替我们祷告。
The Holy Spirit inside us prays on our behalf.
这是保罗告诉我们的。
This is what Paul tells us.
有的时候我们真是祷告不出来啊。
Sometimes we cannot pray.
感谢主啊。
Thank the Lord.
有时候我们那个苦啊，苦到一个地步说不出来，对不对
？We are so much in pain that we cannot utter.
感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
你不会祷告了，对不对？
You do not know how to pray.
圣灵知道你的心。
The Holy Spirit knows your heart.
他也知道主的意思。
He knows the Lord's intent.
所以有时候你安静在主跟前，他里面祷告了。
And so when you're quiet before the Lord, inside you praise.
真是多么的有恩典啊！
The Lord has much grace.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
Francis,
保罗在哥林多前书十二章告诉我们
，First Corinthians chapter 12 tells us，
还有这么许多的恩赐，神可以给我们来用。
God gives us, God has so many gifts for us to use.
那我们要知道哈，在哥林多前书十二章讲的这许多的恩赐
，These many gifts in First Corinthians chapter 12，
这个恩赐的运用是。握在圣灵的手中的。
The functioning of it is in the hands of the Holy Spirit.
今天你有主的灵在你里面。
Today the Holy Spirit is not inside you.
所有的功用都在你的里面。
All the functionings are inside you.
只不过是什么呢？有一个问题是什么呢？就是显的问题，就是那个 manifestation 的问题。
It's only the issue of manifestation.
显不显出来的。
Whether it can be manifested.
有的环境里面呢没有这个需要嘛，它就不需要显出来嘛，对不对？
There are some environments that did not have the need, so no manifestation.
当你真正有需要的时候，
When there is a real need,
圣灵就把它显出来。
And the Holy Spirit causes it to be manifested.
有这个圣灵的恩赐一出来的时候，就可以叫你应付所有一切侍奉上的难处。
And once it's manifested, then it can overcome the needs then of the situation.
所以我们感谢主。
So we thank the Lord.
弟兄姊妹们
，Thank the Lord.
保罗在罗马书第八章
，In Romans chapter 8，
在罗马哥林多前书十二章
，First Corinthians chapter 12，
他把圣灵的工作的这个运用啊，讲得非常的透彻。
That the functionings of the work of God is being explained clearly.
我们知道约翰福音十四书十六三章圣经讲到圣灵。
We know that John 14, 15, 16 talks about Holy Spirit.
这是全本圣经中啊讲到圣灵的最基本的一个 foundation 在那里，一个根本东西在那里。
And there's a foundation teaching the Holy Spirit there.
但是呢，讲到实际的运用的时候呢
，When it comes to the practical workings of the Holy Spirit，
保罗告诉我们
，Paul tells us，
保罗在罗马书第八章告诉我们
，Romans chapter 8 tells us，
哥林多前书十二章告诉我们
，First Corinthians chapter 12 tells us，
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
感谢主了，到了约翰晚年的时候呢
，Coming to the old age of John，
把这一切都集中在一个很简单的点上。
He put everything into one simple point，
叫做顺服恩膏的教训。
And that is to be submissive to the anointing of the Holy Spirit。
因为主约翰也很懂我们的。
Because John knows us，
他知道我们这些人呢，在世界上有很多东西很聪明。
He knows that we are very smart as far as the world is concerned.
哎呀，在属灵市场我们笨得不得了。
We are so stupid as far as spiritual matters are concerned.
我们又糊里糊涂，什么都不懂。
We are foolish and there。
跟从主。
We do not know how to follow the Lord.
在学校里面老考第一名。
In the school, you're always number one.
那么在属灵事上老是不及格的。
Every time spiritual matters, you fail.
我们是不是这样呢
？Aren't we like that?
哎呀，到了公司房里面的时候，哇，能干得不得了。
We go to work, you're so capable.
到了教会里面，连摆个凳子都不会。
Come to the church, can't even know how to arrange a chair.
约翰也知道我们这些人很笨。
John knows that we are stupid.
Yeah, 所以他说呢，大部分神的儿女都是小孩子。
So most of God's people are little children.
他说小子们啊
，the little children.
你们顺服恩膏的教训。
You must be submissive to the.
住在主里面。
Anointing of the Holy Spirit. You must learn the Lord.
他把所有一切的工作集中在一个很简单的点上。
The whole work of the Holy Spirit put in a simple point.
弟兄姊妹，这个点
this point.
包括了约翰福音的十四、十五、十六章。
Encompasses John 14 to 16.
也包括了罗马书第八章，包括了哥林多前书十二章。
Also encompasses Romans 8 and 1 Corinthians 12.
哎呀，这个老人家实在太好了。
This old man is very good.
所以弟兄姊妹们，今天在你的生活中，你要学习顺从恩膏的教训。
Today in your living, you must learn to obey and submit the Holy Spirit.
我们感谢主。
And anointing.
若是没有罗马书第八章跟哥林多前书十二章，
If not for Romans 8 and 1 Corinthians 12,
我们也不知道顺服恩膏教训里面到底的内容有多少。
We do not know the contents of which the anointing of the Holy Spirit.
要是没有约翰福音十四、十五、十六章的话呢？
If not for John 4 to 16,
我们也不知道主把这个宝贵是赐给我们有多宝贵。
We do not know how precious the Comforter God has given to us.
所以保罗不仅是懂得十字架的意义，背十字架跟从主。
Not only did Paul know the meaning of the cross and bearing the cross and following after him.
保罗也是一个真正知道如何跟从圣灵的意思。
Paul indeed knew how to follow after the Lord.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
保罗不仅懂得跟随圣灵
，Not only did he know how to follow the Holy Spirit，
保罗也是一个为主受苦的一个。
He was one who suffered much for as God's servant.
啊，保罗的苦难
，Paul's suffering，
真是媲美大卫的苦难。
啊，
跟大卫的苦难一样
，It's similar to David's sufferings.
啊，在旧约圣经里面。大卫祷告说：“耶和华，求你纪念大卫的苦难。”
David in the Psalms, wrote, "God, remember my David's sufferings."
大卫受了什么苦呢
？What kind of sufferings did David suffer?
大卫最大的苦难就是为耶和华寻得安息的所在。
David's greatest suffering was to find a resting place for Jehovah God. Was for God's house.
为着圣殿的建造。
Was for the building of the temple.
啊，我们晓得大卫所有一切的苦难都是为着这个。
All of David's sufferings are for this.
所以在旧约圣经里面，这个大卫的苦难很出名的。
And so David's sufferings is very famous.
但是到了新约时代中间的时候
，We come to New Testament.
这个保罗的苦难，这个也是很有名的。
Paul's sufferings are also very famous.
啊，我们读一读哥林多后书。
If we read 2 Corinthians,
哎呦，我们看见保罗是受的苦是何等的多。
You see the numerous sufferings.
保罗在其他书里面也提到他的受苦。
In many other epistles, Paul also mentioned.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters,
保罗的受苦为着什么呢
？What did Paul suffer for?
保罗的受苦也是为着神的家的建造。
Paul suffered for the building of God's house.
所以在哥罗西书里面，他讲得很清楚。
And so in Colossians, he said very clearly.
他说我为着教会，为着基督的身体，在我肉身上补满基督的患难的缺欠。
He said that.In my flesh, I do my share on behalf of his body in filling up that which is lacking in Christ's sufferings.
弟兄姊妹们，他在各式各样不同这个艰苦的环境里面。
In many of Paul's different circumstances,
保罗忠心的跟随主。
He faithfully followed after the Lord.
所以他在帖撒罗尼迦前书里面告诉我们。
And so in 1 Thessalonians, he tells us,
他说神既然验中我们
，since God has seen highly upon us.
验重就是经过 test 的
Because God has refined us through test, testing.
所以一个人呢能不能在主的手中忠心侍奉主主要试验试验。
Whether a person can be faithful, God will to test the person.
很多的苦难是一个试验。
Much of sufferings is a test.
我们知道他的苦难最多的是从犹太人来的。
A lot of his Paul's sufferings were from the Jews.
哇，犹太教对他这个逼迫实在是厉害。
And the Judaism deeply persecuted Paul.
犹太人一路上追着他。
And the Jews pursued after him.
我们晓得这是一个宗教上的一个迫害。
It is a persecution of religion.
啊，甚至他们很想有机会把他杀害。
And they wanted to kill him.
弟兄姊妹们，神一路上保护他。
And so Paul, God looked after Paul everywhere.
弟兄姊妹们，他不仅受到这个犹太人这个攻击
，Not only did he suffer under the hands of the Jews，
仇敌也攻击他
，The enemy caused him to suffer。
哦，保罗呢跟这个仇敌征战了很多年了
，And Paul struggled many years battle with the devil。
啊，我们记得圣经中有这样的话说
，The Bible has a phrase like this。
那个鬼啊，对，有时对基斯瓦的那个儿子说
，And so the demons told the sons of Sceva。
耶稣我们知道，保罗我们也认识啊。
Jesus, I know. I recognize Paul.
你是谁呀、啊、
？But who are you?
哈，弟兄姊妹们，今天我们看见有很多侍奉主人，只不过在人的面前很有名，在属灵界里面呢，可能鬼也不知道。
Many people are famous before man, but before the devil and the demons, they don't even bother about him.
所以有个弟兄讲得好，你要出名呢、啊，要在那个灵界里面出名，那个才是好。
You want to be famous? You be famous with the spiritual world.
如果魔鬼知道你啊，那这个好。
If the devil knows you, then you are someone great.
所以你看见这个仇敌多方面的攻击他。
And so the devil in many forms persecutes him.
还有许多环境上面所遭遇的难处。
And in many different circumstances.
甚至还有很多假弟兄的难处。
And also persecute false brethren.
啊，圣徒们也给他很多的苦。
Even the disciples gave him a hard time.
弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters.
保罗是一个受苦的工人。
Paul was a suffering servant.
今天他为我们做了好的榜样。
Today he was a good example for us.
侍奉主的人
，those who serve him，
不要怕劳苦。
Do not fear suffering.
要有受苦的心志。
You need a disposition for suffering.
要像保罗一样，我们能处丰富，也能处贫穷。
Paul can be in abundance, can also be in little.
啊，人家给我们一个很好的地方住，感谢主。
People give us a very good place to stay. We say thank the Lord.
到了一个地方，给你一个很不好的地方，照样安息。
And if you go to a place very scarce, it's also rest.
吃得很好，感谢主。
Eat very well, thank the Lord.
吃得不好，也照样感谢主。
Eat little, eat no good, also thank the Lord.
我听过侯小姐、侯姊妹啊，她曾经讲过一个见证。
There was this sister Ho that had this testimony.
这是一个很爱主的一个年长姊妹。
It's an elderly sister who loved the Lord.
她是从山东的这个平度处乡下出来的人。
She came from the villages of 山东。
后来她到了上海。
And so she came to Shanghai.
她在上海就跟汪姊妹啦、李小姐他们在一起一同服侍。
And she was serving together with Sister Wang and Sister Li.
哇，她对汪小姐非常的佩服。
She greatly admired, Sister Wang.
我们知道汪小姐呢是一个官家的小姐啊。是出生 就是出生很好的一个家庭的一个。
Sister Wang came from a high position family.
在上海服侍的时候，实在是有生命的度量。
When she served, she had great maturity.
后来呢，有一次哈，他们两个人呢就有机会到浙江的乡下去做工。
One day, these two sisters went to Zhejiang's village.
哎，侯小姐就讲。
And Sister Ho said,
她说哈，在上海呢，我是比不过你的了。
In Shanghai, I'm not better than you.
那么到了乡下，那么看吧。
Let's go to the village and see what happens.
我这个从乡下出来的。
I said, I'm from the village.
那么看看你这个在这么优厚家庭生活的小姐，你能不能受得了
？And see whether such a refined woman like you can suffer in the villages.
哦，后来他们就到了乡下。
And so they went to the village.
啊，那个乡下人那个东西真是难吃啊。
The things in the village are so difficult to eat.
侯小姐告诉我们说，他这个乡下出来的人呢、啊。他那个东西都吃不下去啊。
That she from the villages, she can't even eat the things from the villages.
他就看汪姊妹怎么吃。
And so she saw how Sister Wang ate.
哎呀，他看见汪姊妹啊，笑眯眯的拿着这么吃。
Sister Wang ate it with a smile on her face.
侯小姐说，我这下是完全降服。
She said, I give up to you.
弟兄姊妹们。
And so, brothers and sisters.
这是一个真正侍奉主的人。
This is indeed someone who served the Lord.
好，我们要有受苦的心志。
We need a disposition for suffering.
今天我们特别感觉很多青年的弟兄姊妹。
Today we have many young people.
你们处在一个非常这个富裕的一个时代。
You live in a prosperous time.
教会啊，有的时候的软弱，就是因为神的百姓不能吃苦，不肯吃苦。
Sometimes the weakness of the church is because God's people cannot take suffering.
一点苦都不能受。
Can't even take a bit of suffering.
这个教会当然软弱。
Of course, then we become weak.
保罗无论把他摆在什么样的环境里面
，No matter what circumstances Paul was in,
经得起考验。
He was able to overcome the test.
靠着那加给他力量的，凡事都能做。
Depending on him that gives him strength, he was able to overcome all things.
这是多么好的一个榜样。
This is a great example.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters.
到后来我们看见他至死忠心。
He was faithful even to death.
他把自己交奠在神的跟前。
He gave himself completely over to God.
亲爱的姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
我们知道最后他要寻道的时候
，Finally when he was to be
master， 他坦然地面对这一切的事物。
He was able to face up to all these things.
他写了提摩太后书给提摩太。
He wrote Second Timothy to Timothy.
那个时候啊
，At that time，
保罗的处境是一困难到极点了。
Paul's circumstances was dire and difficult.
他告诉我们说呢。他说：“全亚细亚的人都离弃我。”
All of Asia Minor deserted me.
弟兄姊妹，他在监牢里面已经是面临这个罗马人的这个杀害了，那心里面已经是很苦，但是现在加上更多的苦难，弟兄姊妹都离开他。
Not only did the Romans persecute him almost to death, even the disciples all deserted him.
他说我出自申诉的时候，没有一个人站在我旁边。
When I stood to defend myself, nobody stood by my side.
弟兄姊妹们，他说除了主在我旁边加我力量，没有人帮助。
Apart from the Lord who gave me strength, there was no one beside me.
Sparks 弟兄解释这一段，他告诉我们为什么会是这样。
Brother Sparks explained this.
他们说，因为当时的在亚细亚的圣徒们呢。
At the time, the Christians in Asia
觉得说保罗你的要求的情况太高了。
Paul's requirements was just too great.
我们跟不上你这种情况。
They could not follow after Paul's requirements.
因为保罗是一个大有启示的人。
Because Paul was one with great revelation.
弟兄姊妹们，他们跟不上这个启示。
They could not follow after the revelation.
他们觉得你这样的要求，弟兄姊妹们，这个怎么受得了呢？
This requirement, how can brothers and sisters, attain it.
所以呢，他们就大家都离弃他。
And so everybody deserted him.
他们要走一个比较容易的路。
They wanted to follow an easier road.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
我们今天可能在地上会有这样的一个试探和引诱。
Perhaps today we can have this kind of temptation.
我要再对青年弟兄姊妹们说。
And so I speak to the young brothers.
也许我们觉得在这里聚会太难了。
Maybe it's too difficult to meet in such a manner.
人家多快乐呢的。
You know, other people are so happy.
啊，在这里又要要求这个要十字架，又要什么跟随圣灵啊。
Down here, you have to go for the take the cross lah, follow after the Holy Spirit.
人家那边根本不提什么善良会呢，就可以什么开 party， 你多快乐呢。
Other people after meeting they just have parties, so wonderful.
你知道，在美国有很多年轻人也是这样。
Many young people in the U.S. are like that.
啊，他们说你讲这个东西，实在太难。
You say all these things truly too difficult.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters,
很可能
，Perhaps
亚细亚的人他们跟不上主的带领。
The people of Asia could not follow after Paul.
所以弄到最后，保罗变成很孤单，很孤单。
And so Paul was then very lonely.
我们实在感觉到哈
，We can feel
在教会历史上面
，In church history,
凡是那些真正得到启示的人
，Those who indeed receive revelation,
他们的道路都是孤单的。
Their paths are all lonely.
非常艰难。
Very difficult.
因为别人不能领会你。
Because many cannot understand him.
不知道你在做的是什么。
Others do not understand why what you're doing.
那么保罗到了最后要寻道了。
Paul at that time finally when he was to be martyred.
你看见后面这么样的一种的情形。
He encountered such a situation.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
感谢神。
Thank the Lord.
一个忠心跟随主的神的仆人。
He was one who faithfully followed after the Lord.
把自己交托在主的手中。
He completely gave himself over to God.
啊，那么他对提摩太有很好的一个鼓舞。
And then he encouraged Timothy.
我们晓得提摩太前后书是个人的书信。
We know that First and Second Timothy are written to an individual.
保罗从来没想到他这两封书信会变成公开的信。
Paul never imagined that these two letters would be made public.
我想他更没有想这两封书信会变成圣经。
I believe he never ever imagined that it would have become part of the Bible.
所以当初他写的时候只想到提摩太，对不对
？And so when he wrote, he just thought about Timothy.
他是完全对着提摩太的一个鼓舞。
It was an in singular encouragement to Timothy.
啊，他能说那美好的仗我已经打过了，当跑的路我已经跑尽了，所信的道我已经守住了。
So I fought the good fight. I have finished the course. I have kept the faith.
今天如果我们公然这样讲，我们觉得自己很骄傲，对不对？
If today in public we were to say this, then we would seem rather proud.
不，保罗说这个话是为了鼓舞提摩太。
Paul wrote this to encourage Timothy.
保罗当初没有意思要写给大家的。
Paul had no intent to speak to write to the public.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
圣灵呢，把这两卷书放在圣经的里面。
The Holy Spirit put these two epistles in the Bible.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters,
保罗就把他一生所有的精力集中在这三件事情上面。
And so.All of Paul's life experiences are placed in these three things.
那个美好的仗我已经打过了。
I fought a good fight.
我们知道基督徒在地上，我们就是从事一场征战。
The entire Christian life is a battle.
啊，所以我们有弟兄们讲，我们是生在战场上。
We are born into battle.
所以这个征战呢
，And so this battle,
只有打与不打的问题。
It's not about fighting or not fighting.
只有成功或失败的问题。
It's about Whether it's victory or otherwise.
没有打不打的问题。
It's not about whether you want to fight or not.
你如果当个失败者
If you are a failure,
那么你就不要打了。
Then you do not fight.
那么你要当得胜者
If you want to be an overcomer,
你必须要起来征战。
Then you have to arise and fight.
弟兄姊妹，我们每一个人都在战场上面。
Everyone's in the battlefield.
当然一个兵啊，要打仗的话呢
When a soldier is
保罗也对提摩太讲，你要做耶稣基督的精兵啊。You
have to be a soldier for the Lord Jesus Christ.
啊，那么你要怎么打仗呢？
How do you fight?
那我们晓得一个战士的话呢，打仗第一个要有装备啊。You
must be equipped.
那圣经也讲到装备的问题。
The Bible talks about being equipped.
啊，你不能这样就这样就上战场了。
Then you cannot just go up the battle without being equipped.
所以一个军人有很多的装备。And
then a soldier has
你看，就是现代的战争，那些军人上战场，那个装备更多，比从前更多。
Today, soldiers have even more equipments to carry.
哇，很多电子的东西啊。
A lot of computerized things.
哇，那个，有时候我们看到眼花缭乱，这个身上带了好多东西啊。
You know that so many things.
那么这个是保护这个军人的嘛？
It is to protect the soldier.
那么像这样的打仗很有果效。
And then to fight with
a lot of effectiveness.
And then there must be training.
你必须在圣灵和十字架的工作上面有操练和学习。And
there must be training under the leading of the Holy Spirit.
那么还有一个人，当军人的人，你要有士气啊，要有精神，对吧？
You must be you must have strength.
啊，现在 什么装备都有了，你这个无精打采的，这个也不行。
If you are always look restless, then how can you fight?
现在我发现有一些军人呢，这个真的是不能打仗的。
I noticed that some soldiers shouldn't be fighting.
有一个国家的空军呢，我不要讲哪个国家，一个国家的空军呢。
There was this army in some country.
他说那个空军已经变成了飞行俱乐部。
Air Force become flying club.
那个都是飞上去好玩的了。
You know, flying club.
不能打仗。
Cannot fight.
因为没有士气。
No energy.
那么基督徒的士气是什么呢？
What is the strength of the
Christian? 里面的人要刚强起来。
The inner man must be strengthened.
所以弟兄姊妹，一个人要在属灵战场上要征战，这是必须要的条件。
To battle, you need inner strength, inner man to be strengthened.
我们看见保罗实在是一个好的战士。
We know that Paul was indeed a good warrior.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
那么保罗怎么打这个真理的仗?
How did Paul fight this battle of truth? How did he fight for the truth?
他告诉提摩太一个秘诀,
he told Timothy a secret.
你除了做精兵之外,
not only being a soldier,
你还有就是, 你要持定永生, 持定那个真正的生命。
You have to lay hold of eternal life.
基督徒不是打肉体的仗。
Christians are not to fight fleshly battles.
那就是说, 你要守住这个生命的感觉。
You have to lay hold of the feeling of the eternal life.
叫你失去生命，你就不要讲了。
If what you say today loses eternal life, then don't say it.
如果今天你做这个事会叫你失去生命的感觉，你就不要做了。
If what you do causes you to feel you lose eternal life, then don't do it.
如果你有生命的感觉，你就做。
If you have the feeling of eternal life, do it.
有生命的感觉，那么你就说。
If you have the feeling of eternal life,
这个也是我们今天一个很简单的一个方式。
This is a very simple method.
基督徒不能失去生命的感觉。
Christians cannot lose this feeling of eternal life.
绝对不要打肉体的仗。
We must not fight fleshly battles.
那么他不仅说这个仗打完了，那么并且怎么当跑的路跑尽了。
I've also finished the course.
这个路呢，弟兄们，也可以是赛跑的路。
It's a racing course.
也是好像是学校里面呢，这个课程。
It's also like a curriculum in a school.
那么怎么跑呢？我们这个路怎么跑呢？
So what kind of
环境上来了一个功课，你就好好的学，你学会了就跑一步了。
You have a lesson to learn, and finishing that lesson, you go to the next step.
所以保罗呢，神给他一个不同的课程。
The Lord gave Paul different lessons.
感谢主，保罗能说，神说要我学的功课，我通通学了。
The lessons that God has asked me to learn, I've learned them all.
那么所信的道守住了。
I have kept the faith.
我们知道这里这个道呢，可以翻作是信仰，就包括了主耶稣基督所完成的一切的事。
This faith is also our faith, everything that Jesus has spoken about.
包括了神的心意。
Also encompasses his heart.
包括了我们的生活,
also our living.
包括了我们一切的经历,
and all our experiences.
所以保罗最后把他的一生集中在这三件事情上面。
And so finally, Paul's life is concentrated in these three things.
感谢主,
thank the Lord.
他心中有一个喜乐,
his heart has a joy.
他说从此之后有公义的冠冕为我存留。
And henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness.
他像以诺一样,
like Enoch.
以诺是什么呢?
Who is Enoch?
因为被神提去之先呢，已经得着神喜悦的名证。
That Enoch has a testimony that God is pleased with him.
他还没有去，他已经知道这一定得奖赏。
Before he was raptured, he already knew that he would have be receiving his reward.
保罗是基督学校里面的好学生。
Paul was a good student in the school of Christ.
这个考试一考，他一出来他就知道一定100分。
He took an exam and when he came out, he knew that he would have 100 marks.
不像我们呢，考完试回家了，提心吊胆，不知道考几分，不知道。
But like us, that when we come up an exam, we don't even know whether we did well or otherwise, how many marks we
got. 保罗很清楚。
Paul was very clear.
他要得公义的冠冕呢。
He would receive a crown of righteousness.
弟兄姊妹，他也鼓舞我们所有的人。
And so he encouraged us all.
这个公义冠冕要赐给所有爱慕主显现的人。
And this crown is also given to all who love this appearing.
是的，有一天我们要面对主的自己。
One day we need to meet the Lord himself.
弟兄姊妹们， 保罗就用这些话鼓舞当时那个软弱的提摩太。
The Lord uses these words to encourage the crushed Timothy.
感谢主啊。
Brothers and sisters.
这个江弟兄有一次跟我们讲到提摩太。
Once Brother Kong spoke to us about Timothy.
他说我们都觉得提摩太很软弱。
We all think that Timothy is weak.
你们有谁愿意做提摩太的？
Are you willing to be Timothy?
我们都愿意做保罗，对不对？
We all want to be Paul, isn't it?
很少人愿意做提摩太。
Very few want to be Timothy.
我们年长的弟兄告诉我们说，他说我愿意做提摩太。
Our old brother said, I'm willing to be Timothy.
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
我们大多数人来讲都是软弱的。
We're all weak.
感谢主，
Thank the Lord.
主就用保罗的话鼓舞提摩太。
God used the words of Paul to encourage Timothy.
也照样鼓舞我们这些人。
And similarly to encourage us.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
保罗最后，
So Paul finally
把自己完全倒出去。
Paul poured forth completely himself.
至死忠心。
Faithful unto death.
哎呀，我到罗马去的时候，看他们那个罗马那个地牢啊。
And I went to Rome and I saw the prison cells.
最后保罗被关在那个地方啊。
Paul was put there.
那实在是很可怕的地方。
It's a terrible place.
一个石头做的牢啊。
It's a prison made of stone.
那上面呢有这么大一个洞。
And there was a big hole, a hole like this.
他们就把这个犯人从这个洞里面这么垂下去。
And then put the prisoner into the hole.
那个洞，那个底下呢，还有一点点的活泉， 因为这个罗马这个地方fountain很多， 它一个里面一个小小的活泉。
Inside the cell, there is a little fountain.
那么它就在里面又湿又黑。
It is dark and wet.
所以他们那个时候讲， 那个地方等于是地狱一样的。
They say that place is like hell.
保罗就被关在这样的一个情况里面。
And Paul was put inside there.
最后呢， 他被送上断头台。
Then later on, he was sent to be beheaded.
从前呢，我一想保罗送断头台，我就想到那个他们欧洲人的那个断头台，那个很高的架子，然后个大刀这么插，这样。
When I think about it, I remember in Europe they have the way they behead people, a huge, sharp knife that falls down from the shaft.
结果我到那里看说不是这样的。
I thought, it, and then finally I went there. It's not like that.
原来他们把保罗处死的时候，就这么一个石头的柱子，大概有这么高。那个柱子到现在还在那里，这么一个柱子。
It's not like that, but it's a stand.
一个石头的 pillar.
It's a pillar.
那么呢，那个罗马的兵丁就把保罗的头这么按在那个石柱上面。
And put Paul's head on the stone.
然后他就拿着一把刀。
And they take a knife.
我看那个壁画上面那个刀啊，
and that knife,
就这么短，好像一个菜刀啊。
The knife is like a vegetable knife.
不是那个军人用的那个大刀，拿着一把好像菜刀一样这样子。
It's like a vegetable knife.
哎呀，我想那天保罗死得很痛苦的。
Paul must have died terribly.
所以我看见那个头发，心里面非常的难过。
And I was very saddened by the picture.
这么爱主的一个人，
someone who loved the Lord.
最后是在这样的一种光景中被处死的。
And to die in such circumstances.
所以我们的弟兄至死忠心。
And he was faithful unto death.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
Dear brothers and sisters,
历史历代，
all through the generations,
很多人不仅跟随了主的脚踪，
many people not only followed the Lord,
也有人效法保罗的脚踪心，
and to follow after and imitate after Paul.
他实在是又善良又有见识又有忠心的管家。
He was indeed faithful, good, and wise. And in his life, he gave forth a good testimony. I believe that before the kingdom of heaven were to come, before when he meets with the Lord,
马太福音25章20节的话,
that Matthew 25, verse 24, would have been spoken to him.
好,
well done.
又良善, 又忠心的仆人,
you good and faithful slave.
在不多的事上忠心,
you have been faithful in a few things.
啊, 我们说神托付保罗很多, 不是一点小事啊,
we say that God has given Paul many things to.
你看保罗自己怎么说呢?
But what did Paul say?
就着我所知道的, 我人就是不知道, 对吧?
What I know of, I know nothing.
可见神的那个工作是多么的大, 多么荣耀的一件事情。
Indeed, what God's work is so great.
连保罗都感觉到他在地上所托付他们的只不过很小的事一样。
It's as if what God's entrusted him are just small little things.
就说你可以进来, 享受你仆人的快乐。
The Lord says you can come in and enjoy the joy of the Master. I believe that in the future to come, God will entrust many great things to Paul.
感谢主,
thank the Lord.
他成为历世历代许多圣徒的好榜样。
He becomes a good model to imitate.
所以圣经把保罗一生的故事也很清楚地摆下来。
And so the Bible clearly articulates Paul's history and life.
那么弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
我想我还有一点点的时间,
I have a little time.
我想做一点点历史的回顾。
I want to recount history.
Historical perspective.
Historical perspective.
我们晓得神的奥秘在头一个世纪托付给使徒保罗。
We know that in the first century, God revealed his mystery to Paul.
他是人类历史上头一个完全明白神心意的。
He is the first in all man's history to understand the complete will of God.
那么他也把他从主所领受的这个心意写成以弗所和哥罗西书。
He also recorded this mystery in the books of Colossians and Ephesians.
在头一个世纪,
in the first sanctuary,
感谢主,
thank the Lord,
有以弗所的教会能够承续这么大的一个启示。
There was the church of Ephesus that was able to contain this revelation.
哥罗西的教会虽然不大,但是他们也能承受。
The church of Colossae, although not big, could also contain this revelation.
还有其他的教会,他们的光景也能承受这个祝福。
And other churches could also receive this blessing.
到了第二个世纪开始,
in the second sanctuary,
我们就看见很多东西开始走样了。
Many things begin to deviate.
那么到了第四第五个世纪,
when it came to the 4th and 5th sanctuary,
这个主的教会变成天主教了。The
Church of God became Roman Catholic Church.
他们就完全不明白教会的意义。They
completely did not understand the meaning of the Church.
那么这一下之间整个教会落在黑暗的里面。And
just in a moment, the whole Church went into darkness.
1000多年的时间在黑暗的里面。For
1000 over years, was in darkness.
人心中所有的这对教会的意念就是天主教。
All of man's conception was Roman Catholicism.
弟兄姊妹,如果我们把天主教的光景跟以弗所书摆在一起, 这个真是天差地别的东西了,对不对?
If we put the understanding of Roman Catholicism to Ephesians, it is worlds apart.
到第15、16个世纪, 我们看见有些圣徒们被主兴起来。
On the 15th, 16th century, God raised up some servants.
马丁路德开始有改教的运动。
Reformation work of Martin Luther.
但是我们看见那个改教也不完全。
But we know that that work was not complete.
并没有能回到神心意的那个最终极的点上。
Did not return back to the centrality of God's heart's intent.
那么一直到了19世纪。
Until the 19th century.
弟兄姊妹们, 感谢神。
Thank the Lord.
弟兄运动起来了。
The Brethren Movement.
他们真正的回到圣经的里面。
They returned back to the Word of God.
那时候他们才开始明白教会是基督的身体。
They began to understand the church is Christ's body.
这个真理的光就重新被开启出来了。
This truth was once again revealed.
弟兄姊妹,有两百多年的时间啊。
Over 200 years.
但是呢, 经过后来的慢慢的逐渐这个变成个道理, 很多的实际就失去了。
Very soon, this became just a mere doctrine, and a lot of realities were gone.
我们要感谢主。
We want to thank the Lord.
主借着一个姊妹,
the Lord through a sister,
把神救恩更高的目的, 带到中国,
that God used the higher purposes of God's intent and brought through her to China.
那个就是我们所知道的何素恩教师,
and that is
Miss Barber.
Miss
Barber.
In the 20th century,
她里面有一个负担,
she had a burden.
那么她重新回到中国,
she once again returned to China.
那么她就到了福建的一个白崖潭的地方,
and so she came to Fujian.
我有一年我去那里看一下,
one year I went there.
那个地方呢,现在已经变成一个小学了,
that place had become a small primary school.
那就在一个海边上,
just by the seaside.
我们的姊妹跟她一个同工, 两个人就在那里开始为主,
and our sister with a co-worker worked, began their work there.
不过她的心里面有一个负担,
but her heart had a burden.
弟兄姊妹们, 她就是什么呢? 她要为主在中国得罪人,
she wanted in China for God to receive his people.
我觉得这是一个很重要的一个意念,
this is an important burden.
在侍奉上要为主得罪人,
that in a matter of service you want to obtain man.
只要主能够得罪人做请,
if God can obtain man as vessels,
整个时代就会改变,
then the whole generation will change.
就好像在四世纪以后,
just like after Judges,
主只要得着撒母耳, 整个时代就改变,
when God obtained Samuel, the whole generation changed.
所以我们的姊妹有个负担就在中国要为主得着人,
and so our sister had a burden that in China she would obtain men.
我们都晓得那个时候有66个年轻人跟着他一起,
we know that at the time there were 66 young people that followed her.
有个英国弟兄,他的弟兄就,他们就说,你如果在这66个人中间能得到10个人就很好了。
An Englishman said, if in the 66 people you could gain 10 of them,
到最后我们晓得只有6个人是有用的。
But finally we know only 6 of them were useful.
其中有一个就是尼托森弟兄。
And one of them was Watchman Nee.
弟兄姊妹们,我们的姊妹就把弟兄运动里面的这些东西传递给我们的弟兄。
And so, our sister related all the teachings of the Brethren movement to Brother Nee.
所以主在救恩中更高的这个心意就传到中国了。
And so the higher calling and purposes of God was then passed on to China.
我们都知道弟兄姊妹们,我们的弟兄在中国所带进这个属灵的影响。
And so the influence through our brother.
虽然后来他有很多的争议,但是你不可否认, 他把那份属灵的东西带到中国了。
Although he encountered numerous problems later, we know for sure that he brought this higher purpose to China.
到今天，因为江炯把他的书翻成了英文，这个又传到全世界。
Because Brother Kong translated all of Brother Nee's messages, his works, his understanding was communicated to the whole world now.
当时是我们的姊妹把这个带进中国。
It was our sister who brought it into China.
她是一个凭着绝对信心跟随主的一个人。
She was one who followed the Lord with 100% faith.
她有一个很要好的朋友，是一个贵族，是个姊妹。
She had a noble friend who was also a sister.
她很想帮助何淑文教师。
She wanted to help Miss Barber.
她知道她是一个凭着信心跟随主，绝不求任何人的。
She knew that Miss Barber was one who followed totally by faith.
所以她对何淑文教授说，这样吧，我知道你是一个凭信心跟随主的，你好不好？有的时候你暗示我一下。
And she said, I know that you rely on God totally by faith. Can't you once a while hint to me?
比方说有时候你写信给我的时候啊,
like when you write to me,
你在这个信角上面呢，你写个A。
If on the letter top head you put an A,
那我就知道你现在大概需要多少钱。
Then I know how much you would need.
你或者在那个角上写个B, 我就知道你现在情况是怎样。
Or on the edge you put a B and I know that your circumstances.
我们的姊妹从来不求人。
Our sister never sought the help from me.
她连暗示别人她都觉得是羞耻。
She even felt it was a shame to hint.
真是凭着信心跟随主。
And totally by faith.
并且她是一个跟随圣灵跟随得非常紧的一个人。
Or somebody to follow very closely the Holy Spirit.
神怎样托付他，他就怎样做工。
How the Lord entrusted to her, how she would do.
我们记得尼托森弟兄有好两次跑去跟他讲，你为什么不出去？中国需要这么大。
And one or two occasions, Brother Nee came to her and says, why don't you go out? The need is so strong in China.
他甚至流着泪要求他出去。
And he was weeping to ask her to come forth.
但是我们的姊妹是一个紧紧跟随圣灵的人。
And also followed the Holy Spirit.
他对十字架的认识也是非常的深刻。
And he was very familiar with the leading of the Holy Spirit.
这个经历对于倪弟兄的影响非常深远。
And this highly influenced affected Brother Ni.
他是一个完全听神的话做工的人。
She completely obeyed the leading of the Holy Spirit.
弟兄姊妹，感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
主使用这么一个忠心的一个姊妹。
The Lord used such a faithful servant.
把救恩更高的目的带到中国。
That the higher purposes of the gospel is preached to China.
在三零年代的时候啊。
In the 30s,
教会很多人救恩都还搞不大清楚啊。
Many people are not even clear of salvation.
但是你看倪弟兄的书啊，那个境界已经是非常高的。
You see from Brother Ni's writings, his understanding is highly, very high.
这是我们的姊妹把主的恩典从欧洲带到中国。
And that is our sister who brought the understanding from Europe to China.
我们晓得在那个时候
，At that time,
啊，在新加坡
，In Singapore,
王开生老弟兄
，Our old brother Wong Kai Sing.
那么跟倪弟兄开始有了接触
，and he had some communication with Brother Ni.
所以主的见证就开始来到新加坡
，and so God's testimony began to come to Singapore.
就开始有今天最后我们这些聚会
，and so there is the meeting today.
弟兄姊妹们，时间过得很快
，time has flown by.
我们这些年长的弟兄们都过去了
，our elderly brothers have passed on.
我们今天面临一个很危机的一个状态。
Today we encounter a very precarious situation.
弟兄姊妹，这个见证在我们身上还能延续下去吗
？Can the testimony continue from us?
还是到了我们这一年长的这一辈就完全停了呢
？Or is it that once the elders have passed on, that the testimony would cease?
我知道今天在新加坡还有很多弟兄姊妹们，你们的心是向着神的心意的。
I know that there are many brothers whose hearts are unto the Lord.
虽然我们在很艰苦的环境里面也有很多的挣扎，但是无论怎样还是向着这个方向去的。
Although we have many struggles within us, we still press on the course.
我要问青年的弟兄姊妹
，I want to ask the young people.
你明白主的心意吗
？Do you understand God's heart?
你愿意持守这个见证继续往下吗
？Are you willing to uphold this testimony?
这是对我们今天年轻弟兄姊妹们严重的挑战。
This is a serious admonition.
我感谢主，在1973年主把我带到美国。
In 1973, I went to the U.S.
弟兄姊妹们，主实在是让我们带着负担去的。
The Lord put a heavy burden on me.
我在美国也碰见年长的江弟兄。
I met our old brother Kong there.
我里面实在从他得帮助。
I was greatly helped by him.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
他今年92岁了。
Today he's 92.
他还在奋战不休呢。
He's still laboring.
为着主的见证。
For his testimony.
尽心竭力。
Still diligent.
我们这年轻人很受激励啊。
And the young people are greatly encouraged.
我们知道江弟兄也曾经在新加坡服侍过。
I know a brother Kong once served in Singapore.
还有许多神的仆人曾经到过新加坡。
Many of God's people came to Singapore.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters,
要听神的呼召。
You need to listen to God's call.
我们已经面临一个非常危险的时代。
We come to a very dangerous time.
我前面已经讲过，今天有关主的见证，从这个角度上来看，我们碰见一个空前的一个暗淡的时代。
As far as God's testimony is concerned, we have encountered a generation that is literally in coma.
尤其在年轻一代的弟兄姊妹身上。
Especially in young people,
我们看不见几个人是里面有这种爱慕。
We cannot even find just a few that have this love within them.
我们不能让前面的弟兄们，他们过去的劳苦、他们的摆上落了空了。
We cannot let the labors of our elderly generation to be in vain.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，要起来
！Young people must arise.
要接续这个见证，继续往前。
Continue on this course.
我在美国
In the U.S.
我们碰见语言语上的一个障碍
We encounter a language barrier.
我为着我们年轻的一代的弟兄姊妹，我很忧心
I am worried for the younger generation.
我们尽我们的努力，希望把从主所领受的一点能够传递下去
We use our energy to pass on.This testimony.
我常常对我们一同服侍的弟兄姊妹讲
，I speak to my co-workers.
主的见证不能到了我们这一代就为止了。
We cannot have God's testimony come to this generation.
要让它能够延续下去。
That it should continue.
主回来的日子非常近。
The Lord's coming back is soon.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters,
我们能做忠心有见识的仆人吗
？Can we be good and faithful?
我们能在主回来的时候， 得到主的称许吗？
Can we have his commendation when he comes back?
主能说好。
The Lord said good.
善良善又忠心的仆人吗？
You're good and faithful servant.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
我觉得我们这一次在这里一同来思想主的话语。
I feel that this time around we are here to meditate upon his word.
我实在承认我是不配的。
I acknowledge that I'm unworthy.
我个人的光景很软弱。
My own circumstances is weak.
我对主所谓的认识很有限。
I'm limited in my understanding of God.
但是当我和弟兄姊妹一同来思想这些问题的时候，
But together with brothers and sisters as we meditate on this,
我里面的灵也是很，心情也是非常的沉重。
I am heavily burdened within me.
我们弟兄的感觉也是很沉重。
Our brothers feel the same way.
我们已经触摸到这个时代整个的光景。
We have come to realize the circumstances around us.
我相信我们的弟兄姊妹们，凡是有属灵感觉的人都知道我们处在一个非常危机的时代。
Those with spiritual sense will know that we live in dire situations.
我们需要祷告。
We need to pray.
弟兄姊妹，教会需要哈拿的祷告。
The church needs the prayer of Hannah.
我们如果我们祷告的光景软弱，
If our prayer is weak,
就会延续主的工作。
It will prolong the Lord's work.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
Dear brothers and sisters,
需要有更多的撒母耳被主兴起来。
There needs to be more Samuels.
我们要求主怜悯我们。
May the Lord be merciful to us.
我们前面的弟兄姊妹们，
Our forefathers before us,
他们不顾性命的，
They did not care about their lives.
流血流汗的，
Sweat and blood,
把神的心意传到我们中间来。
That God's intent is to be spread to us.
我们不能轻看这件事情。
We must not lightly esteem these things.
不然有一天我们见主的面，
One day when we meet the Lord,
弟兄姊妹，我们会羞愧去见主。
We will be ashamed to meet the Lord.
所以求主怜悯我们。
May the Lord merciful to us.
弟兄姊妹们，我跟你们处在同一个环境的情况。
I live in the same circumstances as you.
我这些话不是光对你们说的，也是对我自己说的。
I speak not just to you but to myself.
因为我应该相互之间大家的勉励。
That together we ought to encourage one another.
我们不仅是需要注意救恩一般的这些目的。
Not only do we just emphasize one part of the gospel.
我们更要注意救恩还有更高的目的。
We need to emphasize the higher purposes of God.
神要我们在这里为基督的身体做见证。
That we need to testify on behalf of Christ's body.
我们要在这里能够把基督的意义把它活出来。
That we need to live out God's purposes.
我们需要为我们的主做美好的见证。
We need to have a beautiful testimony for him.
这样我们在主的跟前才能得着主的称许。
Then before the Lord's feet, we can be commended him.
我们请低头在一点祷告。
Shall we pray?
主，我们承认我们对你有亏欠。
Lord, we acknowledge that we fall short.
我们的软弱和失败。
Our weaknesses and failures.
叫你自己的工作受到了何等大的拦阻。
That your work is greatly obstructed.
主，我们知道你爱我们。
Lord, we know you love us.
你没有丢弃我们。
You did not forsake us.
你仍旧把你自己的话赐给我们。
You still give us your word.
时代已经来到了末了。
The times have come to the end.
地上的光景是这样的荒凉。
So desolate all around us.
是这样的黑暗。
So dark.
是这样的混乱。
So confused.
但是主，你的话仍旧是明亮的光。
But your word is still light to us.
我们求你怜悯我们。
Lord, be merciful to us.
不仅赦免我们对你的亏欠。
Not only forgive us for our lack to you.
重新一次的复兴我们。
That once again you revive us.
鼓励我们。
Encourage us.
让我们在这个艰难的时代中。
That in these difficult times.
能够持守你所托付的。
That we will keep to what you have entrusted to us.
一直走到路中。
That we will complete it to the end.
主，我们知道这个日子不多了。
You know that the days are few.
我们愿意重新一次把自己奉献给你。
Once again we consecrate ourselves to thee.
愿你在我们身上有绝对的主权。
That you have absolute rights over us.
愿你在我们的聚会中有绝对的主权。
That you have absolute rights over our assembly.
让我们更多顺服圣灵的带领。
All the more,
主，我们知道不管时代怎样艰难，
whatever the difficulties of the times,
你永远是得胜的主。
That you are always the victorious Lord.
你永远是做工的主。
You are the working Lord.
你能改变整个环境。
You will change the entire situation.
把信心赐给我们。
Lord, give us faith.
主啊，让我们在这个时代里面，
Lord, in these times,
能做一个忠心又有见识的仆人。
That we will be wise and good.
让我们在那一天见你面的时候，
That the day we meet you,
能够得着你的称许。
That we will be commended.
你能说好。
You say good.
你这又善良又忠心的仆人。
You're good and faithful slave.
主啊，我们愿意把我们的光景交在你的恩手中。
Lord, we are willing to place or circumstances before
thee.
May your hand hold us.
不容许我们流失了。
Do not lose, do not cause us to deviate.
主啊, 帮助我们,
带领我们, Lord, help us, lead us.
垂听我们的祷告,
hear this our prayer.
我们把一切敬拜归给你,
all glory be to thee.
靠耶稣基督宝贵的名,
in the name of our precious Lord.